Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Porter, coming to you from beautiful city of Orlando and thereabouts. Truly greeting you today, you know, praying that you're well. And everything is all right. You got through Christmas. You didn't accomplish a whole lot of debt. Now you didn't rack up a whole lot of debt. You know, we're going to pray for you. Okay, call us at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. And let us know what you want us to pray for. We will pray for it also. And, you know, you may want to give us a praise report of what is going on. Just do that for us, will you? 347-857-3925. Let us know what is going on in your world. All right? We want to know what's going on in your world. Yes, we do. And we want you to have a blessed day. A blessed day today, regardless of whether you're knee-deep in snow, you're cloudy like we are. You, whatever your weather conditions may be, don't you adhere to it, okay? We're going to have our own Sister Diane to pray today for us, okay?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord, Father. Father God, giving you honor, glory, and praise this day, Lord, Father. Father God, as I lay hands, Lord, Father God, upon this prayer list, Lord, Father God. Father God, you know each and every person, Lord, Father God, what they need, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your will being done right now, Lord, Father. We call out to you Isaiah Williams, Lord, Jessica, Johnny Whitted, Roosevelt Benjamin, Rudy Mae Smith, Lord, Father God, Dylan Bryson, Lord, Father God, Victor Santos, Lord, Marion Christian, Jennifer Olivier, Lord, Damon Thomas, Teresa Disher, Raymond Jr., Nikema, Gary Dunkley, Lord, Father, as we continue, Lord, Father God, to call names, Lord, Father God. Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to have your way right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we know, Lord, Father God, that nothing, Lord, Father God, is too hard for you, Lord, Father God. Father God, you're showing us that, Lord, Father God, every day, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, Father. Now, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus. Any assignment, Lord, Father God, that was sent towards it to hinder it, we cancel it and render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we ask you to have your way, Lord. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to decrease, Lord, Father God, my apostle and bishop, Lord, Father God, as the word come forth, Lord, Father. We ask you to have your way in them, Lord, Father God. Father God, we ask also, Lord, Father God, that you touch each and every person, Lord, Father God, upon, Lord, Father God, Blog Talk Radio today, Lord. Father God, those that don't know you, Lord, Father God, today, Lord, Father God, as the word come forth, Lord, Father, we ask them, Lord, Father, if you would like to come and accept Christ in your life, just go ahead and press the one button and we will be happy to bring you to Christ. We ask you, Lord, Father, to touch them, Lord, Father. Let them not feel ashamed, Lord, Father God, but know, Lord, Father God, that you are that merciful God and you are that forgiving God and you are that God of second chances now, Father God. I ask you, Lord, Father God, to show up, show out, and have your way on this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, if we didn't call your name, it's because you didn't call us. You can call us at 347-857-3925. And call us and let us know who you desire for us to pray for. Maybe you may need prayer for whatever the case may be. Just give us a call at 347-857-3925. And don't forget to press 1. All right, we want to give you a little word before we go any further. Right, and even if do you like the little words that we give you, give us a call, let us know. We would love to hear from you. It says, he who would be great must be fervent in his prayer, fearless in his principles, firm in his purpose, and faithful in his promise. He who would be great must be fervent in his prayer, fearless in his principles, firm in his purposes, and faithful in his promises. Keep your word. Bless God. Amen. Greetings to you, you and you again. We want to get a shout out to one of the winning teams, the winning team champions, Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Pastor Dungy, Diane Dungy also. We want to send greetings to them. And, of course, to you, our precious listeners, wherever you are. And we want to say greetings to our own here with us today, Bishop John Porter, and we thank God for him, and also for Sister Diane being with us today. We don't know if anybody else is coming, but they'll have to hook up on the end as we go forth, and thank God for you. You know, I was just thinking this morning, you know, quite early this morning, and I was thinking about the fact that we talked about breakthrough, too, didn't we? And today everyone is looking for a breakthrough. Do you know that? But most of us that are listening for breakthroughs never seem to get a breakthrough. And so if they don't get a breakthrough, then they start blaming everybody under the sun. You know, they go way back and start blaming everybody. Nobody don't even know nothing about what's going on in their life. They blame them. They blame the teacher in the school. They blame the mama and the daddy. They blame, you know, the day they were born. They blame everybody because they can't seem to get a breakthrough when they should just look at themselves, period. What are you thinking? What have you chosen in your life? You should think about that. Now, we read to you, we was reading with for you on the previous broadcast. We was reading to you in First Chronicle, was we not? And so when we was reading there, we was talking about David and his decisions and choices that he made. David had to make some choices, too. In order to get that breakthrough, he had to make some promises, and he had to make some choices, and because of the things that he had been doing in his life, he had to make some, you know, choices that wasn't easy. You know, we think they're easy all the time. Thank you. And some people make things seem as though they are easy. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Now, first long so, God had to put something in his path, you know. He put those Philistines in his path, you see. And when he put them in his path, That means you got to come to a situation now here. You got to make a choice here. Mm-hmm. And you got the first lone soul. You got to know what? Who you are. Mm-hmm. The first thing he did, he reminded himself of who he was. Huh? He said the Lord had made him king. He had to realize that, listen, why am I afraid of these guys? You know, they can't do harm me. You know, so we have to come to realize who you are. You know who you are. Do you know who you are? Let's ask that question today. Do you know who you are? The thing is, we fail to know identity today in Christ Jesus. You know, we go around, we're so weak, weak-minded Christians, and we don't take time to study. We don't take time to pray, and we're so busy minding other people's business a lot, too. And we don't know who we are. So when it comes down to it and we begin to be challenged, we don't know what we possess. See, God, pardon me, God has promised us a lot. He's promised us to be with us always. Now, if he promised to be with us always, you should say to yourself, you know, I know he's with me because he promised to be with me always. And when he said always, that meant through everything that concurs in your life, God is still with you. Whether you think you fail or not, he's still with you. Whether you think you're up on the cloud nine, he's still with you. You see, whenever you're in the valley, he's still with you. Now, this should show us that in that scripture, the scripture, 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter, should show us that because, see, the Philistines thought that, you know, David done lost what he had. He ain't got what he think he have because he ain't old enough. You know how some people say, you're not old enough and you ain't been in this way long enough. And, you know, we got all kind of ways and we put people in valleys. And when they get in the valley, they don't know how to get out because they don't know the power that God has given them. See, the word says that he has given them power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. You know, praise God, but we don't know that. We don't understand that that is on the inside of us because he said that he is where? He is within us. Now, if he is in us, the Spirit of God is in you, therefore you have the power force in you. You have the connect. See, what does it connect with? It connects with your mind. It connects with your tongue because he said you can create with your tongue. Yes, he said it. He said death and life is in the power of the tongue. So you can choose which way you want to go. Do you get the picture today? That's what we do. Praise God. So David was going on, you know, with the fact that now I know who I am. And it just occurred to me, I'm king. What am I worrying about the Philistines for? You know, hey, I got all this great army of people and you know, weapons and knowledge. And I got most of all God with me. So I got more than the Philistines got. So I know I'm going out. But I want to be sure. You know, you should be sure when you make a step, is it God? You want to know where you're going, is God is okay in it, you know. Am I going to win this battle? He asks God, hi, am I going to win this battle? He asks him a question. Now, listen, I know now I'm a king, but I could be the king and still lose. So you got to throw this stuff around in your head here. Now, listen, I could still lose. I could be pastor, prophet, apostle, evangelist, anything you want to call yourself, and you can still lose. I know, you know, you know, they tell you you can't lose. Well, now, somebody slipped something to you that don't make sense. Because now, if you don't come up to par, you don't know who you are, you will lose because of the choices that you make.
Come on now.
Do you understand? David chose to ask God, am I going to win? Because I don't want to go out here without you. I don't want to go out here without you. Do you understand? Do you want to do anything without God? Listen, I told you, you need to take him to the grocery store today because food and price is so high. So you need to take him with you to the grocery store. You need to take him to the gas pump, you know, because that's high too, isn't it? Think about it. So you need to take the Lord with you everywhere you go. God, am I going to find a good deal today? Am I going to be blessed today with some price slashing and a sale or something? You know, just think about it. Take him with you to the gas station. Take him with you. You better take him with you because there's some people out here that will shoot you and run over you and do anything for you today. You know, you understand? People
now
may do this today. So you're going to have to take him with you. Say, God, now I want to come back home. Say your little prayer before you leave. You see, that's what I'm talking about. Pray. Call on God. Talk to him. See, David knew that that was what he needed to do. Talk to him. Am I going to win? I want to be sure I'm going out here to win. I am not going out here to lose, God. I want you to be with me. That's why he inquired of the Lord. You see? And he wanted to know, should I go out against him or not? All the times it's not expedient for you to go places. But we want to go and say, well, God called me and I'm going out here. Well, God called me, I'm going over there. And God didn't tell you to go. So then when you fail, who you mad with? You're mad with God, okay? And you have no business to be mad because hey, should I go out here? And when I go out here, am I going to win? Am I going to have the success that I feel that I would desire to have? And after you do that, you praise God. You see, this is one thing we fail to do is praise God. This is why we don't get a breakthrough so much. We're scared to praise God. We don't want to open our mouth and praise God. We want to cuss maybe, but we don't want to praise God. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, right. Praise God. Glory to God. See, so people are going about today doing their own thing. Why? Because they don't take time to consult God. Some of them may leave a church, and they say, God told me to leave, and God ain't told them anything because, you know, if God do that much talking to them, look like he'd tell the pastor too. Say, so-and-so, it's time for them to leave. And, you know, I believe in you listening while he's talking, too. You know, don't you talk so much you can't hear God. Do you get me? Praise God. So when you do that, you will give him credit because he's doing everything he says he's going to do. He's being your protector. He's being your provider. He's being your wonderful counselor. And he is your peace in the time of confusion. And when everything is gone out of whack in your life, God is right there to straighten it out. I'll be with you. He said, I'll be with you. This is why he gave David the okay. And when he gave David the okay, that means what? He had his breakthrough. When God give you the okay, your breakthrough is automatic. You ain't got to wonder about it. It's automatic. You don't have to beg God. It's automatic. Do you hear me today? Glory be to God. God is moving by his power because so many people need to be released today. Released from the bondages of death. Released from those things that are holding them captive. You know, the mindsets that need change. You need to be released from that right now. The old way of thinking, you need to be released from that today. And then you will experience a breakthrough. Do you get the picture here today? Glory be to God. And then you will what? Praise God. Praise God. praise him. You know, praise him in the morning. Get up in the morning. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for another day. You let me get up and see this day. I thank you for this new day, which I never seen before. You stop thanking him for just everything. You're able to move your feet. Move your feet and thank him, too. Move your hands and thank him, too. You can think. Thank him, too. You can take that toothbrush and brush your teeth. You thank him, too, for that. You know, because you didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Do you get the picture? My God, my God. So when you begin to know who he is, know that God is the source of everything that you get and everything that you have. He's still the source. He may use your hands to get the work done. But when he used your hands to get the work done, remember he's on the inside operating the hands. Okay? Do you remember that? Yeah, you remember that. God tell you to do this, you do that. God tell you to go this way, you go that. You go the complete opposite. You see, you want to go do what you want to do, and you don't want to hear God. So you want to say, oh, I got a breakthrough. You didn't get no breakthrough. You just talk yourself into shouting, because he said, if you ain't got no joy, leap for it. So you jumped up and leaped. And then you talking about, oh, I got a breakthrough. It's still the same. You go back home, the trouble in your house is still the same. The people in your house hasn't changed. Your family is still the same, and everything is still the same. Your job is still the same. You still have the same hassles on your job, and you ain't get no promotion yet, you know. See, you didn't get your breakthrough. But now we trying to get you to the point that you can be like David and get your breakthrough. Because David said God had broken in upon mine enemies. By what? Your hand. You see? He used your hand to do what? To break the necks of the enemy. See that? Now, when you read that scripture about he told him to break the necks of the king. He didn't want no life to be jumping back up in there somewhere. He said break their necks. So you break the necks of your enemies. You bring them down to you. You know, and when you get them down, you put your foot on them. That's what the Bible told you to do. Put your foot on them. Okay? So if you put your foot on him, he's under your feet. That means you got victory now over your enemy. Do you get it? It's easy to get that victory. I mean, you know, it's easy for most of us. That no, but we don't listen to the preacher. Do we listen to the preacher? No, we don't. Everybody say, well, the preacher don't know what he's talking about. Well, he getting it out the Bible. What else you want him to do? If he read you the scripture and you talking about, well, he don't know what he's talking about. She don't know what she's talking about. Then let me say this. If you don't have faith in your preacher, you can never get anything from them. You will not get a breakthrough. You will not be released in any form or fashion because you do not have any confidence in your preacher. Well, what you doing there? Then you ask yourself, why am I here? Well, when you tell yourself why you're there, then you can move on to where you should be. You see? This is a... To get these breakthroughs, you need to make that decision that you want the breakthrough and going to do what is told you to get the breakthrough. When God speaks, you move. That means now you have discipline. Do you see? You got discipline to the point where you can obey what is told you to do. When God tell you, he told David, go over to the mulberry tree.
Come on.
And he told him to do what? You stand there. And he had to stand there till the sound came, the right sound came. Now, let me tell you, the devil going to send you a fake sound anyway. He going to send you something here to make you violate what God has told you, you see. But because you're a very disciplined person, you can hear the voice of God better because you are always in obedience and compliance with whatever God is saying to you. The real God is saying to you now. We're not talking about everybody here that God talk all day long to you. Huh? I never seen so many people God talk all day long to them. He be talking. He talk more to them than he talk to Moses. You see? And I have to wonder about those people that he talk all the time to them, you know. Every time you look, God talk to them. God told me don't come over to your house. God told me don't go to that church. God told me don't come back here to church no more. God told me don't put my tithes in. Don't pay no tithe. Now, you know you lying. Huh? You see, lying on God. You are not a person that can be disciplined. You're not a person to listen to what he's saying, his command. You're not listening to that. You are not a person that have had a covenant with God. You hear? You got to make a covenant with God. And when you make that covenant, what you going to do? Make the right decision? You're going to be a disciplined person? And let me tell you what else. You will be determined to do whatever he say do. No matter if it sound like it's crazy, you will still do it. Because you know what? God ain't going to give you something just because it sound like it makes sense. And you know something he do? He tell you to do something when you ain't got a dime to your name. You ever say, ever did that to y'all? He does that. You don't have a dime to your name, and he tell you to do all this thing. My God, why am I going to do this? I ain't got no finance. He say, trust me. Trust me. Now, when he say, trust me, what do? You trust him, and then you be determined to get the job done, to do what he told you to do. With that determination, you set out to do it. You make the first step, and then he makes the rest. He provides everything you need. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because I didn't know how I was going to do what I'm finna do now in this January. I didn't know. I mean, I was tossing around, about to get a headache. Tossing it around. But you know what? God made a way. God made the way, you see. Because I was determined. They say, do you want to cancel it? I say, no, I'm not canceling this. I feel the leading of God to go forth. Now I got to listen to God how to get it done. Do you see what I'm saying? These are the steps you got to take to have your breakthrough. Because as long as you start reneging on things, you know what's going to happen is the devil going to keep throwing challenges in your way and blocks in your way and people in your way and all kind of I can'ts in the way. All these things will begin to take hold in your life, and you will never get it done. And you'll never have a breakthrough. Did you know that? You will never have a breakthrough like that. But you've got to move anyway. He said a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. So we've got to determine, am I a good man, a woman? Because then my steps are ordered by the Lord, then I can't do nothing but step in the right direction. And I am determined to do what thus saith the Lord. You tell yourself that. Say right now, because I want my breakthrough. You know, I want my breakthrough. I need a breakthrough now. Tell God I need a breakthrough right now. Don't you need a breakthrough right now? You know, those of you that know you need a breakthrough, you should call in here and let us know that you need a breakthrough. You want us to help pray with you for your breakthrough. And we definitely will do that.
Thank you, Jesus.
because I think this is the time now for everybody to get some type of breakthrough, that they are looking for a breakthrough in whatever. You know, you could have a messed up home. You know, everybody in your home is all messed up, crossed up, messed up. Somebody messed them up or something. Somebody made them mad, and they angry, you angry, and everybody else angry, the dog angry, everything angry. Mm-hmm. You need help. Did you get me? You need help. Now, if you need help, we are here to help you. See, at 347-857-3925, press the 1, you know, and we're going to see what we can do about it, huh? Let you know that we're on your side. Hmm? God will do his part if you do yours. That's what David found out. Huh? He had to do his part. He had to go up under that mulberry tree. He had to go over there and stand up and wait. Because, let me tell you, the enemy don't stop. Huh? Because you start crying. The enemy's not going to stop. See, he pushed even more and more harder. Huh? He throw more things at you than you can shake a stick at.
Come on now.
See? He just keep on and keep on. You ever went through years? Look like every day in the year, knew something would come up, don't it? And you want to know, how am I going to make it? How am I going to make it? When is the breakthrough coming? When is the breakthrough coming, Lord? You keep saying it every year. This is my season. I'm going to get the breakthrough this season. I'm getting it. It's mine. And you be declaring it. It's mine. And it still ain't there. So you have to reevaluate yourself. How to do GPS say? Recalculate. You got to recalculate. Do you get the picture here? And when you recalculate, that means you got to put something else in here to find out now. I got to go in the right direction. This is the wrong direction here, and I'm not getting it done. Mm. See, I'm not seeing no progress here. I'm not seeing a harvest here. Hmm? You start talking to us, and I know I planted the right seed. When you plant the seed in the right place, you know, and guess what? A harvest has got to come. Guaranteed. You seen the guarantee on some contracts you get and say this is the guarantee? Hmm? Okay. There's a guarantee on this contract with Jesus. Huh? It's guaranteed to happen. If you sow this seed where he tell you to sow your seed at, you are guaranteed a harvest. Hmm? Mm-hmm. And there's no loophole in it. Okay, there's no loophole. But, you know, I just love it because when it's time for breakthrough time, I say, okay, God, I know this. Everybody's saying it's my season. I say, but now what season is it? Is it summer, winter, fall, spring, or what? Because this time now, if it's my season now, there's a whole lot of snow and cold and crazy weather going on right about now. So I ain't calling that my season because I don't need all that snow and all that cold. Hmm? When the places in Florida just cold too. Got, you know, 30-something degrees now. You know, we have to have the heat turned up too. Praise God. All right? That ain't my season then. I like the season where the you know, the sun is nice and bright and you know, it ain't too cold and it ain't too hot. It's just right. I like it when it's just right. How about you?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise yes, God. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. We have someone on the air this time. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I just wanted to say I'm from Virginia, and I love the Lord today, and I'm so pleased to be able to join in your phone line today, and I am claiming my breakthrough, all of them, collective.
Amen.
I am so proud to be a child of God, and I know he has never lied to me. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread, and I am claiming my breakthrough today, and I thank you for the invitation to do so, and I pray that you pray with me that my breakthrough come right on through, because I know he will. Thank you so much for this invitation today, and God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. We are sending our prayers to dear sister there, Virginia Byrne. We're sending the prayers to her right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we send forth that blessing of her breakthrough come forth. Let it manifest itself now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray that it is so. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for that. Praise God. Now, you can call right now. You know, you got to do something, okay? Show forth something. Show God that you mean business. Talk to him. You know, you talk to the devil. You know, you're always devil. You know, he's always doing this to me, and he doing that. Forget that. Let's lift Jesus up and tell him today what you getting a breakthrough for. Huh? Right now. Let him know right now. All you got to do is do it right now. Call right now. Put your finger on the one, and we will hook you up, and we will pray with you too. All right? Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on now. Mm-hmm. You can do it. All right? Now, he ain't going to do your part and his part, too. See? There you go. See? Now, you, when you draw nigh to him, he going to draw nigh to you. This is what's happening here, okay? So, come on, let us do it today. You have that opportunity to do it right now. God is waiting for who? You. God waiting for you to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hello? You on the air. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, ladies.
Me? Good morning, Jennifer. I'm going to be calling our with you.
Go ahead.
This is Nessie and her family. Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Nessie and her family. We are big, asking for our breakthrough.
All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name right now, Lord, we pray, God. Lord God, for that breakthrough that Sister Nessie needs at this hour. Father, we send the word right now, God. Lord God, she has that now faith, Lord, to accept it right now, Father. Show it to her. Manifest yourself to her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that it is so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, sister. Did she? Somebody else? Mm-hmm. Good morning. Hello, you're on air. Hello. Praise the Lord. Okay, bless God, hallelujah, but thank you, Jesus. Now, you can call and let us know right now. We're going to agree with you. This is the time to agree together. If two of us agree touching anything, it shall be done. And we're here with you today to agree with you that it shall be done. And then we want you to call us back and let us know when it happens. We want to help you rejoice. Hallelujah. Okay, hello, you're on air. Hello. Praise the Lord. The Lord. Somebody, that's me. Praise the Lord. Come on. I don't hear me. Okay, bless God. We're going to get it hooked up here in a minute. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you're having a little trouble, speak up, if you will, so that we can catch the complete voice here. Praise God. Amen. But anyway, praise God, we will go on until we hear you come forth even more so. pardon me. Praise God. Every one of us needs a breakthrough some kind of how. You know, things we've been praying for haven't manifest yet. So many people say that prophets of what have you, whoever, says that you're going to get it this year. And they told you that last year too, didn't they? And you are discouraged. Some of you are discouraged right now that, you know, you haven't seen anything and you wonder why. You know, stop wondering why and begin to pray and call on the name of the Lord. And I'll tell you right now, God will show up and show out. He's going to manifest himself to you. Yes, he is. He's going to let you know just what it is you need to do for your breakthrough. Okay? This is what you have to do today to get your breakthrough. It's yours. Yeah, listen. He has promised it. It's yours, huh? He has promised it because you serve him, because you walk upright before him, because you obey whatever he tells you to do. You shouldn't be in lack. You know, take the limit off of God today, right now. Just take the limit off right now. See, you've been limited to what you can see, okay, or what people say, or what the government say. They don't have control. God still got control. No matter what the elements look like, he's still in control because he controls it all. Do you get the picture? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm telling you, it's becoming more real every day. Every day. You know, I see people leave here before time, some of them. And I wonder, I said, what happened? They gone and they finished their life, you know. I don't know whether God called them or was calling them and they didn't want to answer. We don't know what happened. But all we know, he promised that he was going to clean up the church, one thing. Judgment was going to begin at the house of God. So you got to, when you're in the house of God, you better watch yourself, what you're doing and how you're doing it. You know, because you can't get a breakthrough if you're not doing the right thing. Hallelujah. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I declare and decree that I receive this breakthrough today in the name of Jesus, because he is the same yesterday, today, and will be the same tomorrow and forevermore.
Amen.
You agree with me on this?
Luke, go ahead. Thank you, Mr. Benjamin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, I have to thank you because God got the breakthrough for you. You've been holding there with us for a while now from St. Thomas. I just thank you, St. Croix. I'm sorry, I got the wrong island. Praise God. Thank God for you holding on there with us. And you know what? I will pray even more for you. We continually praise for you and God to undertake it, all that you need to, and your family too. We send the word to your family also. We agree with you. Do we agree with you, with him, y'all?
Amen.
Amen. He said two or three, so we got three up in here gathering with you today. And you make the fourth one. So we outnumbered the word, didn't it? I'll be praying for you anyhow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, that's a man of wisdom, man of discipline, too. Praise God. And he's determined to get it. You know the word say, take it by force. See, you got to really put your shoulders to the wheel. You know what they used to tell you about, put your shoulder to the wheel? This is time to put your shoulder to the wheels. And let me tell you something. When you put the shoulder to the wheel, something happens. It means you're showing God that I am determined, God, to get my blessing today. I am determined to have this. I am determined to walk right up before you. You get so determined that your friends don't like you no more. They don't want to talk to you because they call you fanatical. You too sanctified for me. You know, they tell you all kind of things because you are determined to walk upright before God. You're determined to let God have his way in your life that you may reap the benefits. He say he will give you, the Psalms say he will give you daily benefits. Huh? Day by day you will get benefits, you know, not just your bread. Okay, and your clothes, whatever else benefits you need, you know. Now, if your light's gone off, he's going to give you some lights, right? Whatever you need, God's got it. We still say that. That's part of the breakthrough. You get what you need. You have what you need, and it just comes because what? You serve a living God. You serve a God that's mindful of you, of everything that you need. He said he watches every tear that falls from your eyes, every pain that you suffer in your body. He suffers right along with you, and when he gets the time to do it, it's time for you to get your pain eased, he eases your pain. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Ain't he good? Lord, he is so good. Praise God. God is a good God. Glory to God. And, you know, without him, I'm going to tell you, I can't do nothing without it. You know what? You don't have to feel insecure, do you? Huh? You don't have to be insecure about nobody, what nobody got. Somebody got a great big house with 15 rooms in it and 10 bathrooms and all of that. You don't have to feel bad about that. Just like what your house you got. You got one bathroom and three rooms. That's what you wanted. And God bless you. So you got your breakthrough. Mm-hmm. Praise God. You don't have to get long-eyed and jealous because somebody else got something bigger. That's what they want. They got to pay for it. You know? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You just look at it that way. I tell you, we get all worked up over the wrong thing. You know, people say this, people say that. People going to talk because they got a mouth, they got a tongue in there and a voice box, and they going to talk, you know, and they can talk bad about you sometimes, you know, but you don't let that bother you. Say, I'm determined to get my breakthrough. I don't care what you say. You may not believe or have faith in God, but I got faith in God. Mm-hmm. I trust my God because he's never left me. He's never disappointed me. He's never not took care of me. God is always taking care of you. You're still alive, aren't you? Hallelujah. Anyhow, pray it. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. God is good, ain't he? Ooh, yes, he is. Glory to God. Now, I'm gonna rest over and let Bishop Porter have something to say, and you can call in if you want and ask questions still. Praise God. He will answer. He's a man that will answer now. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for Apostle. Amen. And we just thank God for you. You and you have called in. Praise God. And accept your breakthrough. We just give honor to God. We give praises to him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. This is what you got to speak it and into existence. Am I right? All praise God. And as the apostle was ministering, amen, I was looking here at the scripture in 1 Chronicles 14 and verse 13. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Oh, when the enemy himself. Praise God, are all around you, and think he got you hemmed in. Praise God. Look what Jesus said in St. John 10 and 10. The thief come not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But look what Jesus said. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Oh, somebody, oh, praise God, got their breakthrough. Oh, when the enemy think he got you hemmed in. Oh, how many know, amen, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Lord will do what? Set a standard up against them. Oh, I'm glad about it today, praise God. Oh, God is, amen, a great God. He is a heavy load sheriff. Praise God. He said he will put no more on you than you can bear. Praise God. He will bring you out. He's bringing somebody out right now. He always brings us out to bring us into something better. Praise God. Oh, we serve a mighty God. He is mighty. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's doing great things now. He's a right now God. Praise God. He has brought us up to this present moment. And his grace and his mercy is able to carry us on. All is all about him today. Praise God. Verse 14 says, therefore David inquired again of God. And God said unto him, see, this is what we got to do, our people. We have to seek God's face. Praise God. We can't move on our emotions. We can't move how I feel or what we think about a situation. And we always make the wrong move. Praise God. But David fought this battle the way God instructed him. Come on, somebody. Hear me now. See, and he will fight your battle. How many know that the battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord? But you've got to seek his face. He said, if you seek, you shall find. Praise God. If you knock, the door will be open. Praise God. And you, amen, keep seeking the Lord. That seek means being diligent, being serious. Praise God, about seeking God. Why, Bishop? Because he said, I searches the heart, knows what's in the mind, praise God, of our spirits, praise God. And when you get sincere, sincere prayer will move God. Earnest prayer will move it. Oh, praise God. God will turn that bad situation, make some good out of it. He'll turn a negative into a positive. And David, praise God, he thought his battle the way God instructed him. In each instant, number one, he asked if he could fight or not. See, it's like, you see what he did? Lord, what do you have me to do? Lord, do I go left? Do I go right? What do you have me to do? Praise God. And wait and listen, amen, to the voice of God. He will speak to you through his word. He'll speak through his ministers and that small, still voice. If you, amen, stop, praise God, and mark time and wait on the Lord, be patiently on him. He will give you that direction. Amen. God is looking for obedience. He's looking for faith on the earth. The Bible says his eyes go to and fro, up and down and in the earth, looking, amen, for faith on the earth. Praise God. Do you trust him today? And if you trust him, praise God, you got your breakthrough right there. All you got to do is trust him. He don't have to stop nothing that you're going through. He can give you victory in the red and the midst of it. Oh, God is, praise God. And he is, man, if somebody can see, tell you, will say amen, he'll be a lawyer for you in the courtroom. Am I right about it? Praise God. Somebody say he will, amen, heal your body. That's your breakthrough. Praise God. Somebody can say he will restore your marriage. Praise God. He'll do it, praise God, for you. Praise God. Somebody can say he will bring your children out from being rebellious and disobedient and hard-hearted and stiff-necked. Praise God. He will turn that negative into a positive. Praise God. He's doing it now. Number two, he followed instructions carefully. Now, can we do that? Come on now. I'm going to stop a while. I want you to chew on that a while. We got to, amen, when God speak, we got to obey and follow his instructions. Amen. Right to the letter. We want to do some of it, but not all. Come on now. We're talking about a breakthrough here. Praise God. Am I right? Oh, come on, somebody. Number three, give God the glory. Oh, when he bring you out. Oh, when he bring you out, start praising him. Say, you know, when somebody asks, how was you able to do it? You can say, it was the Lord. And if had not been for the Lord on our side, where would I be? This is what David said. Come on now. Praise God. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise God. Oh, you shall not lack for no good things, amen, when you put God first. How many know God always wants to be first? He always wants to be loved first, not your husband, not your wife, not your children, not your job, but him. He wants to be first and foremost in our lives. All praise the Lord. All he will do great things, praise God. How many know, amen, that God is all right and good by himself? He said, beside me, there is no other God. Oh, he love you today, and he love you with an everlasting love. Praise God. We can err in our bowels now. We can make mistakes. Come on, listen to me. By ignoring steps. Instead, we do what we want without considering God's will. Come on now. Be careful. We have to be so mindful. Come on now. Do things. Number two, do things our way and ignoring advice in the Bible or from other wise people. Oh, God always helps somebody. Praise God. We'll give you good, godly counsel. Praise God. Ain't it funny how we, amen, don't want to accept good, godly counsel, but we want to hear all this other mess from Ray Ray and Ralph and Pookie and everybody else? Come on now. Oh, but we won't, as Pastor say, you won't hear your pastor and listen to the preacher. Come on, somebody. And the Lord said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, praise the Lord. Number three, taking the glory of ourselves or give it to someone else without acknowledging the help we receive from God. See? I mean, me, myself, and I. You know, I did this, I did that. Come on now, pride. We have a call? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen for us. We had a caller. Praise God, but we have to be mindful. Praise God, we have to be so mindful. Amen. If God done anything now, somebody, amen, you know you want to call. Come on, call in. Praise God, and share your testimony. I know you done got you a breakthrough. Praise God. Amen. You got it this Christmas, too. Come on now. Praise God. That's what you've been praying about. God done bless you with it. You need to share it. Amen. With the people, amen, and let people know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it? All these responses are sinful, what I just talked about. We have to be so careful. Be careful, amen, that we give God the glory. God wants to get the glory out of our lives. He wants to be first and foremost. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Praise God that the Lord, amen, is on our side. How many know that greater that is in us than he that is in the world? I'm glad about it today. He is always right there. Praise God. Now watch this, and it should. Therefore God, David inquired again of God. And God said unto him, go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry tree. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the top of the mulberry tree, that then thou shalt go out to battle. For God is going forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistine. Now he got his instruction, when to go in the battle. And the battle had already been fought and already been won. Why? Because he had got his instructions from God Almighty. Oh, when God speak to your heart, amen, the way is already made. He'll leave you scratching your head how he brought you out. Oh, ain't you glad about your breakthrough today? Praise God. Amen. Now I want you to think about something. Our Lord and Savior fed 5,000 men, women, and children with two fish and five barley loaves of bread. Now, how much more can he do for your family and my family? Now, let's think about this thing. 5,000 people, Publix, Winn-Dixie, or whatever store. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So how much more can he do for our family? God bless you today. God, thank you for, amen, tuning in today. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today can be your day. All you got to do is repent and say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior and this day, and I will live for you, amen, forevermore. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I know you all got your breakthrough. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. Continue tuning in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. I want you to save this date, January 20th, 2018. Yes, January 20th, 2018. Come on out and meet the Glory Carriers right here in Tavares, Florida at 10 a.m. sharp at the Holiday Inn Express, 3601 West Burleigh Boulevard, Tavares, Florida, 32778. You can also go on the website at Logion International Ministries and go ahead and hit that donate button and say, woman of God, I'm blessing you for just even blessing me with the word, giving me my breakthrough, helping me to get through to my breakthrough. So tomorrow night we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. So come on, let's pray one for another. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on and join us and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Be blessed today.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening.
Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands that everything would be alright. Yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.